Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's psalm is believed to have been written by Asaph, one of the tabernacle song leaders appointed by David. Our Bible notes mention that it was written around King Solomon's reign, most likely sometime after his death. Psalm 83. O God, do not keep silence. Do not hold your peace or be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together against your treasured ones. They say, "Come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more." For they conspire with one accord. Against you they make a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Jabal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also has joined them. They are the strong arm of the children of Lot. Do to them as you did to Midian, as to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who were destroyed at Endor, who became dung for the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, "Let us take possession for ourselves of the pastures of God." O my God, make them like whirling dust, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest, as the flame sets the mountains ablaze, so may you pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your hurricane. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Let them perish in disgrace, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Do you have any enemies? Maybe you have a neighbor who dislikes you because your tree is planted on their side of the lot line, so that they leave junk in your yard and shout insults at you whenever they see you. Maybe you have enemies at work who cheat and lie to your boss about you, causing you to have to work overtime or even to lose your job. Perhaps your children have their own enemies, other children who verbally abuse and bully them at school. Maybe you have such awful enemies that it is unsafe for you to walk or drive down the street without objects being thrown at you, threatening your life. And maybe, no matter how much or how hard you pray, these enemies just don't seem to go away. In fact, they seem to be thriving and living a life of success and happiness, while you continue to suffer. In our psalm today, this is how David felt at this moment, surrounded by enemies and overwhelmed by fear, worry, negotiating and fighting with those who would like to see him dead, who would like to see all believers suffer. Those enemies, the ones who reject Christ, rebel against God and despise all who strive to live according to God's commands. And they have always been present in our sinful world and continue to cause trouble and anguish among us believers. I picked up a magazine a few weeks ago and turned to an article listing the 10 most inspiring families of our society today. Most mentioned the accomplishments of a person involved with establishing foundations, supporting institutions, and making substantial decisions and contributions on behalf of the needy, leading to the betterment of society in some way. And although I know for sure that at least two of the people on the list are known to be solid Christians, as they have made it public, that fact was never mentioned. Furthermore, leaving out now the actual name of the organizations, let me read part of how one person was described and congratulated. Today, she carries on the family tradition of charming toughness as president of an organization that supports abortion. She's also the founder of an organization dedicated to countering the influence of Christian values in schools and in society more broadly. Shocking, isn't it? Examples such as this expose real enemies of God and all believers. Satan using successful, inspiring people to lure us away from God and His commands. Subtle or not so subtle attacks on what is right and good in God's sight, are twisted to look like something we should actually aspire to. Well, that's the bad news. Sin and enemies of God are everywhere. You have only to look around you to see that. And like David and our psalmist today, when sorrows, evils, and sin threaten us, driving us to anger or despair, there is but one place to go, one person to whom we can call on to rescue us, and that is Christ Jesus himself. That is the ultimate good news. God does not keep his silence forever. As believers, we will continue to pray and know that God hears us every time we pray, every time we cry to him for comfort, every time we are forced to battle sin and are powerless to save ourselves. Jesus Christ, our Almighty Father, Creator, Redeemer, Lord, and King, this is the name above all names, who has, continues to, and will always conquer all our enemies, while he assures us of salvation and eternal life with him. In Psalm 110, verse 1, it says, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." That was the promise to David, and it remains our promise today. God wants us to pray to him and be comforted in the face of all our troubles by him. Trust him to deal with all our enemies, in his time and for all time. When you are confronted with attacks from your enemies, please try to remember and pray these words of God written again in verses 16 through 18 of our psalm today. "Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Let them perish in disgrace, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth." We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for dealing with our enemies and acting on our behalf to uphold us and strengthen us in our faith. Forgive us for our sins. Be gracious and merciful to us as we continue to seek your will and love others as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.